Speaking last night to a meeting of Citizens for Regional Transit, NFTA transportation planner Rachel Maloney Joyner says the 18 months or so of an environmental impact study will start this summer, and the planning process goes on from there. With a big if. That's whether or not the Trump administration wants to put any money into public transit, and several major projects around the country have stalled recently when federal money was pulled. However, the big ask for the more than $1 billion for the project is years away. Joyner says this plan isn't just an excuse for better service among UB North, South, and downtown.
Oh, this is just a project for UB. It's just going to go up Millersport. It's just going to serve the campuses. And actually, UB, the representatives from UB said they wanted it to go. They preferred a boulevard alignment because it provides better access to the community. It gets the students out in the laboratory of you know, Amherst, Buffalo, gets them job opportunities, service opportunities. So they're really excited about that potential.
Joyner says the final route isn't yet decided, since that final plan might call for more rail on Niagara Falls Boulevard, as the route runs from a tunnel coming to the surface near Eggert, then along the boulevard, and eventually over to the North Campus, over Maple and Sweet Home. Tonawanda Supervisor Joseph Eminger says his town prefers much enhanced bus service, what's called bus rapid transit, saying it's quicker and cheaper. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.